The power is yours, Lord Stark. All you need do is reach out and take it. Make your peace with the Lannisters, release the imp, wed Joffrey to your Sansa, wed your younger girl to Prince Tommen, and your heir to Myrcella. It will be 4 years before Joffrey comes of age. By then, he will look to you as a second father. And if not, well, 4 years is a good long while, my lord. Long enough to dispose of Lord Stannis. Then should Joffrey prove troublesome, we can reveal his little secret and put Lord Renly on the throne. We? Ned repeated. Littlefinger gave a shrug. You'll need someone to share your burdens. I assure you my price would be modest.
Your price? Ned's voice was ice. Lord Baelish, what you suggest is treason.
Only if we lose.
You forget, Ned told him. You forget John Arryn. You forget Jorry Cassell. And you forget this. He drew the dagger and laid it on the table between them, a length of dragon bone and Valyrian steel, as sharp as the difference between right and wrong, between true and false, between life and death. They sent a man to cut my son's throat, Lord Baelish.